Right, we're about to do car park catchphrase, but because of the editorial policy at the BBC, completely insane, we need to read this out. So apologies for patronising. If you want to take part in car park catchphrase tomorrow, you need to go to Radio 1 online now. So if you want to play tomorrow, go to the website and register now. You can register up until 12 noon today if you'd like to play tomorrow. And you know what, Dave?
What?
The competition will be run in accordance with the BBC Code of Conduct for Competitions. For full details, go to Radio 1 online. Go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
I'm pleased that it's run in accordance with the BBC's Code of Conduct for Competitions.
Can I just ask a question?
Really?
Can we do a competition one day, right, where we make it up as we go along? As long as we say beforehand, the following competition will not be run in accordance with the BBC Code of Conduct for Competitions.
Hang on, they're on the phone. They say no.
No. I'm sorry, Alan. You would never get a decision that quick. They will now go away and think about it, stamp some pieces of paper, and then come back with an answer, a 15-worded statement which says no.
Mm.
So if you want to play Car Park Catchphrase, go and register now, right?
Nice.
Let's play!
For Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Miles.
Good morning, car park fans. And fans of any area where you could park any kind of car. You don't necessarily just have to be a car park fan. You could be any admirer of any motorised vehicle. Mm.
I forgot about the bumming on this bit.
Yeah.
Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah. That's good. And now, let's say hello to our very good friend, Mr. Roy Walker. Good morning, Roy.
Well, hello there, stranger.
Well, hey. Hello there, Roy.
Blimey. It's been a while, hasn't it?
It has. It's been almost a year, as we were discussing with Alad, but we're back. Are you all right?
I'm not so bad, thank you.
Good.
Not bad at all, at all, at all.
What?
What have you been up to since we did the competition?
I've just been hanging at home, being a legend, waiting for the BBC to bring this great radio feature back.
Mm. Well, it is now back. Editorial policy have said that we're allowed to do competitions again.
Just remember, it's not a competition,
right?
And people just play for the fun of it.
That's right. You're right. There is no prize. Roy, you've been well briefed.
Yeah. It sounds better when he tells us, doesn't it?
Yeah, what
do you think?
It absolutely is.
So how about you, Chris?
Right.
How have you been since we last spoke?
I have been very well, thank you. I've been on holiday. I've got a bit of a tan. I've been working
out. Okay, great. We're out of time.
Right.
Let's play at long last.
Yep.
Once again.
Yep.
It's Car Park Catchphrase.
Yay! Yay!
Please welcome on line one.
That's right.
It's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
My name's Helen and I'm from Wolverhampton.
Yay! Ray! That's nice. Whereabouts in Wolverhampton?
It's a little village called Coven.
Oh,
I know exactly where that is.
Doubt that, Roy.
Yeah. I have a friend who lives there.
You have a friend who lives there? Who's that?
Paul.
Paul.
My cock.
I don't know. Do you know? I don't know who he is.
Ben. Dover.
Right, again, this is just you saying rude words, isn't it?
Ivor. Biggin.
Brilliant. Again. Helen, what do you do?
I'm a marketing advisor for a website company.
A marketing advisor for a website company. Very nice. Can I get a proper job?
Sorry?
Doesn't matter. What? Are you single? Are you married? Do you?
I'm single.
Single?
Free and single.
Are you on the lookout for a man?
Maybe.
What kind of man do you go for?
Like Matt Horn from Gavin and Stacey.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's the one who's
very not, dark hair, isn't he?
He's not the fat, funny one.
Is he Gavin?
Yes.
No, he's not Gavin.
No, he's Stacey.
No, which one's Matt Horn?
It's Gavin.
It is Gavin.
Yeah.
See, Helen there getting very confused.
Wendy.
You're single. You what, Roy?
Wendy.
Wendy.
House.
Right, Wendy House. Okay. That's brilliant. it says here you're really into Formula One.
Yes, my flatmate Katie, when I started to live with her, she forced me to watch it on a Sunday, and I've sort of got into it now.
Loser.
Thanks.
Do you fan? Are you not into watching Formula One?
I'll pass.
Right, okay, fine. Maybe you could hang out with Helen and watch it one day.
I'm too busy. I'm a legend.
No, oh, charming.
Okay. Don't talk to me.
Okay.
Yeah, I miss.
Oh, dear.
She might be a very nice lady.
Idiot.
Right, okay, whatever. Right, what are you driving?
A Peugeot 107.
Oh, beautiful. Let's hear your horn. Lovely. God, it's like a juggernaut coming towards you, isn't it? All right, hang on there. We'll talk to you in a second.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, I'm Anthony. I'm from Derby.
Yay! Ray! Anthony what? What's your surname?
Fields.
Anthony Fields.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that lovely? Anthony Fields.
I'd rather set fire to my hair and have you put it out with a shovel.
Oh, okay. Oh, you talked all over his punchline.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
Right. whereabouts in Derby?
Allington in Derby.
All right.
I have a friend who lives there.
Oh, what? Really? Is it somebody with a rude name, Roy? Is it? That was what it is?
Nope.
Right, okay. So what's your friend's name?
Paul.
Paul.
Biggin.
Paul. Paul Biggin.
Yes?
Right, okay. What do you do, Anthony?
I'm a disabled bathroom fitter. I do bathrooms for disabled and elderly.
Oh, hilarious. Great. Yeah. So, exactly where do we go with this, Alan?
Yeah, 10 callers, all right?
Really? Jesus, what were the other 8? Huh? The murderers?
I once, when my grandma was in sheltered accommodation, I once went to the bathroom and instead of pulling the lights
switch, I've done that.
I pulled the little cord, you know, with the orange thing on the bottom,
yeah.
And some fella came round.
Start the alarm off, did you?
Yeah, the alarm went off and some guy came in from Macclesfield or somewhere.
Anthony, do you anything to do with those special baths that you see on the telly where you get in the bath
fully
and
clothed.
You sit down and then you fill up the bath and then you wash and then you let the water out of the bath and then you open the door and you get out of the bath?
No, we just take them out and replace them with showers.
Brilliant. Right. Okay.
Well, it's easier, isn't it?
It sounds like the easiest option. Yeah. It really does. I've always found that very odd. I think you just summed it up.
All right.
Well, are you married, man?
No, I'm actually living with a partner.
Living with a partner?
Yeah.
Woman partner, a man partner?
No, woman partner, Sally.
Sally, all right, very nice. How long have you been together?
Nearly 5 years now.
5 years.
Ooh.
Tell us something exciting about you, Anthony. See if we can.
Say again?
Tell us something exciting about you.
Something exciting about me? Well, yeah, I don't know, really. I've got 3 children.
All right, okay.
1 7, 1 3, 1 5 months old, who obviously keeps us active.
Oh, 5 months old, so you haven't slept in 5 months?
No, I get to sleep. My partner doesn't sleep very well, then.
Yeah.
what football team do you support?
Manchester United.
Goodbye.
Right, okay. Well, best of luck. What are you driving?
A transit van.
All right. Let's hear your horn. Sounds like a bee farting.
Pardon?
Let's hear it again.
There you go.
Let's hear yours again, Helen. Who'd have thought, Helen, your horn wouldn't be the worst in the world?
Thanks.
You're more than welcome. Right, so for both of you and for everybody else, we haven't done it for a long time. Let's get Roy with the rules of the game.
Well, thanks, Chris.
All right.
Now, before we start, let me quickly run through the rules for those who might have forgotten.
That's the idea.
So that everybody knows how to play the game.
Yeah.
In a moment, Chris will describe what he can see in front of him.
That's right.
With the help of your friend and mine, it's Mr. Fish. And when you think you know what the car park catchphrase is, just buzz in with your horn.
Buzz in with your horn.
And we'll see if you're right.
If you're right.
And all you have to remember in this game is the golden rule. Yeah. Say what you hear.
All right, lovely. Do you understand, Helen?
Yeah.
Do you understand, Anthony?
Yeah.
Let's play.
Horns at the ready, fingers steady.
Yep.
Let's play car park catchphrase.
You just take him out, you just put a shower in.
Yeah.
Save all that faffing about. Because, you know, you don't want to open the door before you've got the water out. Oh, it's a nightmare.
Exactly.
All right, here we go. Here's your first catchphrase. Good luck, Helen. Good luck, Anthony. I have to make it fair and square and honest, so I'm supporting Helen.
Ah, thanks.
Mr. Fish is in Canada. He's working as a lumberjack for a logging company owned by rock legend Bryan Adams. Now, Mr. Fish has never done lumberjacking before, so Bryan has popped along to show him how it all works. They're in the middle of Beaver Forest, which is a great logging area, and Bryan is asking Mr. Fish if he can see some good wood, but Mr. Fish isn't sure he can see anything. All I can see is trees. Oh, who's that?
Can't see the wood for the trees.
Hang on, is that your name?
No, Anthony.
Anthony, you're saying?
Can't see the wood for the trees.
Is he right?
You're absolutely right.
Yay.
That's the hard part, catchers we were after. Well done to you.
Damn. My new friend gets it. Come on, Alan, for God's sake.
Sorry.
Lost money on that Man U game yesterday. I won some, but then I would have won more. Right, well done, Anthony. One to you.
Okay.
None to Helen, because you're rubbish.
Let's have another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish now has just been hired as a butler for Heather Mills. You know, she decided to get some staff in now with her multi-million pound fortune that she got from Beatles money. Mr. Fish is getting on with the butlering. But he's surprised to see Heather washing her duvet cover and pillowcases outside on the front lawn as people walk by. Yes, Helen?
Airing the dirty laundry.
Airing...
Her dirty laundry.
Airing her dirty laundry.
Oh, it's good, but it's not right.
Yes, Helen? No?
Airing dirty laundry in public?
No, it's close.
It's the wrong answer, I'm afraid.
It's close. Anthony, what are you saying?
Washing your dirty laundry in public.
What, you're saying washing your dirty laundry in public?
Never mind. No. You give it your best.
It's not washing, so it'll be the opposite of washing. Like, if someone... rather than do wash your dirty linen in public, it'd be...
You don't wash your dirty linen in public.
Hang on, you... wash your dirty linen.
Whoa. You've got to beep in. You can't just shout. Oh, God. The wedding editorial policy start now, but they're having kittens.
They're on the line. It's Helen.
What?
Don't wash your dirty washing in public.
I need a judge's ruling, Alan.
Oh, please.
It's a point to Helen.
You're a winner.
One all.
What?
It's one all.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Editorial policy.
Oh, for God's sake, this competition goes on forever. No wonder
this is why we got rid of it. The tooth competition.
Yeah. I remember now why I phoned up Blue Peter in the first place to get rid of this bloody thing.
Got rid of it because it's rubbish.
Right, Helen, right, Anthony, it's neck and neck. Let's find out who will be the winner. Oi, Roy, come on, talk to me, right?
It's one apiece. Yeah. So what's all to play for?
Yeah, good. Mr. Fish is working for British Airways. He's been given the unenviable job of trying to get the new Terminal 5 baggage reclaim system working. It's all very embarrassing, Anthony. There are now about 650,000 suitcases out on the runway or lost somewhere, and the baggage reclaim carousels aren't working. I tell you what, Helen. All the carousels are powered by an old man on a bike called George, but as hard as George pedals, they just won't turn because there's a problem in the mechanism somewhere. Mr. Fish decides to take one of the belts off the carousels and instantly sees the whole problem with Terminal 5. As he spots something jammed... Oh, rubbish. Is that you, Anthony?
Yes. Spanner in the works.
Spanner in the works?
You're a winner!
Yay! Rubbish. Hey, Helen, never mind.
Oh, I'm gutted.
You've won nothing, but because of editorial policy, neither has Anthony, so it makes no odds anyway.
Yay!
Helen, have a nice day.
Yes, you too.
Bye, love.
Bye.
Anthony, you're the first winner.
Thank you.
Well and done. Because of editorial policy, you don't get to come back tomorrow and you don't win a prize. How do you feel?
Brilliant.
I bet you do.
I can come back.
Can he?
Yes.
Yeah, winner
tomorrow.
Winner stays on.
Really?
Oh, really? Was that the wrong thing to say?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Anthony, do you want to come back on tomorrow?
Yeah, that'd be brilliant.
Great, we can find out more about disabled baths and showers. I'm going to start writing all my non-jokes now. Cheers, Anthony, have a good day.
Okay.
Cheers, pal. Bye.
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 Right, get us out of here, Roy.
Join us, same time, next time, when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase, only on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
Oh, God, love him. Danny says, bring back King of Tickets. Car Park Catchphrase was so much better, Chris, when he used to rig it, says Lloyd.
Well, I know. Tell me about it. I'll do it now.
Well, that was interesting chat about disabled bathrooms.
Yeah, I didn't know all that.
No.
We haven't done it for ages, so,
It'll get better, won't it?
Can't wait for tomorrow. And who you played against, Anthony?
Deborah. What do you do, Deborah? I'm housebound.
Right, brilliant.
Some of the best listeners, though.